Enlightenment and Post-Enlightenment, Light or Dark, by Daria Dugina. The dialogue between postmodernism and classical philosophy is as exotic and strange as postmodernity itself. At the core of postmodern philosophy lies a bizarre and complex strategy. It is necessary to completely dismantle modernity, leaving no stone unturned, but at the same time, it is necessary to go even further away from the tradition that modernity opposed, and to continue the cause of progress. The aspiration to become even more progressive than the thinkers of modernity is generally what most catches the eye. It is as if postmodernists simply shift modernity into the place of tradition and find themselves in the position of being the true vanguard. This approach is taken by the so-called left accelerationists, Mark Fisher, Nick Czernicek, etc. For them, the classics of postmodern philosophy, and first and foremost, Gilles Deleuze, are something luminous, liberating, and revolutionary. But there are also the right accelerationists, Nick Land, Reza Negaristani, etc., who understand all the ambiguity of postmodernism and do not look away from its dark sides. After all, by crushing modernity, the postmodernists are also kicking away the stool from under their own feet at the gallows, as progressivism and faith in a brighter future no longer have any grounds. This also affects their reading of Deleuze, in which right accelerationists begin to distinguish completely dark sides. Thus is born the figure of Dark Deleuze, whose overtly destructive work to dismantle the illusions of new time, modernity, appears in a rather infernal optic. Welcome to Dark Enlightenment. In any case, postmodernists of both left and right do not turn to tradition, but their reading of postmodernity itself is polar. Accordingly, the postmodernists' attitude towards the founders of the philosophy of new time, modernity, looks completely different. I will try to examine the relationship between two such iconic figures of philosophy, Leibniz and Deleuze. One belongs to the beginning of modernity, the other summated its outcomes and marked the blossoming of postmodernism. I will not issue a final judgment on how Deleuze is correctly understood, whether as dark or as light. I will simply try to trace what Deleuze's system turns monadology into, translated by J. Farnold, from the book Eschatological Optimism.